Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's springtime, and the labor market seems to be thawing out from a deep freeze. Employers added 916,000 jobs last month, according to the latest government figures out today. This is the largest job gain since last August, and it's driven the unemployment rate down to 6%. And yet the economy still has a long way to go to hit pre-pandemic levels. Here's how President Biden put it in a speech this morning.
The first 2 months of our administration has seen more new jobs created in the first 2 months in any administration in history. But we still have a long way to go to get our economy back on track after the worst economic and job crisis in nearly a century.
Let's turn to Mike Regan. He's a senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, there are some caveats to the president's boast about job creation. I mean, it is easier to add jobs when you're starting from a low point. And raw numbers always favor modern presidents because the country is more populous now than it used to be. Still, this is an encouraging sign for the economy, right? I mean, almost a million jobs added in a month really exceeded expectations. Which sectors do we see gaining the most?
Right, Callum. And I think that analogy of the spring thaw is perfect for this because the biggest gains in employment came from the leisure and hospitality category. That includes bars and restaurants. And that category of leisure and hospitality saw 280,000 jobs added. All because the restrictions from the virus had eased, we returned to more outdoor dining and that sort of thing. But also big gains in things like arts, entertainment, and recreation jobs, which is good to see. And Callum, construction also added 110,000 jobs. So a big boost in that sector, which is a very important sector as well.
Mike, with an unemployment rate of 6%, we're getting pretty close to what economists would consider full employment. And yet many of those same economists also say we won't regain all the jobs we lost in the pandemic for at least another year. Is that because some people have just dropped out of the labor force? I mean, what else would we need to do to get back to where we were pre-pandemic?
Right. So there still are many people who are not actively in the labor force, either working or looking for a job. And that's expressed by what's called the labor force participation rate. It's at about 61.5 right now. It's up about 0.1%, but that's still almost 2% below its level in January of 2020 before the pandemic really hit. That doesn't sound like a lot, but for this type of number, that's a big chunk below what was the peak, the recent peak anyway, in the labor force participation rate. And there's several reasons why people are still out of the labor force. I think a big one is education and childcare. So as more schools go back to in-person learning and more people get comfortable with daycares and childcare facilities, I think we'll see that participation rate tick up even further.
Real quick, Mike, scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about inflation coming along with all this positive news about job growth?
I guess I'd put it at about a 7. It's definitely going to pick up, but I think myself and most economists believe it'll be a transitory thing, only temporary, as this sort of booming economy is met with a supply chain that is still not 100%. So it might get hot this year, but with any luck, knock on wood, it won't be a sustained long-term inflation in the coming years.
All right. 7 could be better, could be worse. That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks, Colin.